from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents
The GM Show.
Tonight's guest, Dean. Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now, please welcome Jimmy and Luke.
I don't think that came out. Jimmy, Luke, Dean, we're all here. It is episode 130. Purple Durful. Purple Durful.
Who's Purple
Durful? Virgo Darcy is a misogynistic child abuser.
He's my father now.
Yeah. Actually, he told me to go fuck myself once on Twitter, and I was 12 at the time, and I considered reporting him to the broadcasting authority for telling a 12-year-old to go fuck himself, because that's so inappropriate. I couldn't be bothered, but I wanted to, because I wanted him off.
You couldn't, because back then, the legal age for any of them was like 16. And you're allowed to swear as a 16-year-old.
But I was 12 when...
Yeah, but you're not meant to be on a social network.
On Twitter. No. Twitter's...
No. It's stated.
All right.
What color is the mirror?
I wasn't 12. I was like 14, so...
I want to know if Lucia knows the answer.
All right. What?
Do you know what color a mirror is?
It's clear.
No.
I mean,
it's an actual color.
I mean, if you painted it, it would probably be
it's
white.
It's an actual color.
It's an actual color.
No, it's white. Yeah, it I don't know what it is. Well, fine. I don't know. Tell me. It's green.
Yeah,
it's green. But then how does it reflect?
Because it's this magic reflecting glass.
It's to do with physics why it's green. It's to do with the reflection of...
Owen's new neighbors have a snake.
I don't care.
That's just, and I screenshot it and I sent it back to him. And he was like, oh yeah, mine too.
Oh yeah, mine too.
And then in the background of his picture that he sent me back with mine too, I could see that his living room is exactly the same as mine. And I sent back to mine, our living rooms are exactly the same. We have the same leather armchairs. Our TV is in exactly the same place.
Do I care?
Our fireplaces are the same. The only difference is the carpet.
Really?
My carpet is horrible and pink and his is like, whoa, he's a wooden floor.
Oh, that's so
What do you think that this is a good movie Taco cover? I think it's really great.
No, the Gandalf one is much, much better.
But look, because you can see the spaceship and inside the O. I think it's really cool.
I don't.
Well.
James, you don't ever think anything is ever
Dean, do you think... Where did it go? Where did it go? Do you think that's cool? For like a magazine cover promoting the film Interstellar that I designed myself in like 5 minutes.
You should show the ones with the dwarves.
I don't have those
and
ones.
And the Gandalf.
There's something off about it.
Yeah,
is there?
Is.
And is it to do with the weird stuff inside the taco? Because
I think that's what's off about.
Yeah.
It's too
okay. I thought it would be interesting, but it ended up looking a bit weird.
Maybe
you said it was amazing. You
yeah. I know. I'm just going along with what Pete says.
Maybe something along the lines of just stairs in there.
Yeah, I know, but that's I'll show you why I didn't do that, is because that's what Empire did. They did one with stars.
No, but they chose the wrong,
series
of stars.
They used stars there.
Actual stars.
Yeah, alright, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not
Which do you think is better? Do you think that one's better, or my one?
We see the Empire.
Why? Just because it was designed professionally. Mine is just as pretty.
Your one is
I think that's a nicer image of actual Matthew McConaughey, but anyway, doesn't matter.
Show me what else you have.
This is the film that the picture that my French teacher wanted to illegally access on the internet. It stars Danny Boone, directed by Danny Boone, written by Danny Boone, music by Danny Boone, cinematography by Danny Boone. Danny Boone, he's like the French Tyler Perry.
Wait, so he literally went around with a camera like this the whole time.
But, that's Danny Boone, he does everything. He's a one man film. You know, the record for the most jobs done by a person on a film belongs to Jackie Chan, who for his recent film called Chinese Zodiac, he directed it, wrote it, produced it, did the music, did the stunts, he did the catering, he did the production design, the art design, he did costumes. He did literally everything on the entire film, except for like the special effects, which he couldn't do. But he did everything else. He's got like 13 his name comes up 13 times, and he played like 12 characters in the movie. So, but Tyler Perry sort of does that as well.
Wait,
Tyler Perry's Big Medea's big podcast.
So how did he film himself?
Yeah, he did the whole movie himself.
So he basically went around the movie like.
Well, no, he set up the shot. He had an assistant.
He didn't.
Clint Eastwood does this too with his films.
No, they don't.
Yeah, he does.
They take selfies the whole time.
So he had an assistant cinematographer. So Jackie Chan goes over. He sets up the shot he wants.
He doesn't even want to listen to
himself. He sets up the shot he wants, and then his assistant cinematographer, you know, like moves the camera and stuff. Anyway, it's a terrible film.
I doubt that.
He does. Look,
show me another.
Kian was in my house on Friday. Don't ask. And
actually, it's not up to the cinematographer to actually choose the.
Yeah, well, it's the director, but Jackie Chan was acting as both. So. There you go. There you can read the whole thing if you want.
Hello. Oh, hello to you.
I'm gonna show it to Kian because it's hilarious. Like over friendly person. Anyway. So weird. Anyway, so we haven't done an episode in a week.
Get that fascinating stuff as you're about.
I exaggerated. No, I typed that before she typed that. I made up some stuff to make myself sound more interesting. Like I did. I got it from Ballyban Library. But that would have been the ideal situation. That would have been. It's just a slight. I mean, it is a realistic story. So everything there is very. I made up a couple things to make myself sound like a more interesting person. I do that. I'm a very, very boring person. Anyway, listeners, it's been a week since we did our last episode, and in that time, Scotland has voted on their referendum. They voted no to independence.
Scotland.
No, thank you. Scotland.
We won it too.
I put my boot in your face.
Why?
You're fucking Scottish.
I'm afraid I'm just extracting myself.
Glasgow. Yeah, because I had to go to bed.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't a very polite apology.
She was like, oh, he's afraid of me.
Anyway, that was weird.
That's a pretty conversation.
It's so strange.
It's so boring.
Yeah, well, I was going to bed. I was just trying to be nice. Anyway, I would have ignored her, except that's not a nice thing to do. I would have ignored anyone else, but...
Oh, yeah, there's only my head.
It sounds like the Brooklyn Nine-Nine theme song.
Oh, I thought someone was playing. Don't ever do that.
But it's a great tune.
No, I thought it was the In the Hall of the Mandy King. You know?
All right.
Whatever it was.
Will we go through and talk about The Hobbit, big-ass banner for all our listeners?
I don't care about The Hobbit.
What? Why? You normally, it's the only thing you do care about.
I don't care about it anymore. I'm not into The Hobbit.
Oh, Joe, I love The Hobbit. So, this is my favorite one.
No,
so we got, this is on the far right, listeners. If you go to our website, we'll put it up. So this is Bilbo and Gandalf, and they're
Bilbo and Gandalf.
They're fighting shit,
fighting
and there's fire,
shit,
and there's bats.
And there's bats.
Oh, I love it so much.
I love
much.
It so much.
There we go. This one. The movie taco cover
movie
I did with this was spectacularly
spectacular awful,
wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
So bad. The movie tacker cover I did with this
was
great, because they always are.
Because
the elves are always in
really
magazine cover appropriate things. Whereas this is hard, because there's too many of them. I didn't bother with that one. I didn't bother with this either, because I wish I had to crop it in really close.
Crop it in really close.
Robin Williams, Phil Brindolo, crossover. Oh, isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
It's Phil Brindolo with
Robin
Williams
in space.
It's not funny to make jokes about Robin Williams because he died tragically.
It's not funny to make jokes about Robin Williams because he died tragically.
Well, the photo says Microsoft Research Face Party. I got a green screen at the weekend. Did you see that on Snapchat?
Yes.
It's so cool.
Show me.
Oh, well, I can't. I don't have the green screen, but I can do an example here now with this. Look. Yes, here we go, right? Okay. Wait. Look at the fish. Wait. The fish. Do you see the fish?
What fish?
See? So look. Whoa, see?
Oh, fishies.
There you go, try
wait,
that.
Wait, what if we do it like this?
Well, you can pick any color to get the chroma key. So look, it still works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do it on the table.
See?
Shh, move your hand. I want to look at the fish.
You have to click on the color to make it back. The fish will go on that color. It doesn't really work that great.
Oh, is that right?
Anyway, I've got the green screen set up in the spare room, and I'm going to start making shit with it. I don't know what.
You should make...
I'm going to make a...
You should make a better Gravity.
I know, I should. I could make such a better one.
Better than the shitty ass thing you made last time.
It could have been worse. You know how many views that got on YouTube?
It could have been worse.
It got like 40 views, which I was really depressed about. I thought it would be a huge hit. And it only got those views because I put it up on BuzzHub on Christmas Day, and I said, a Christmas Day treat for all our fans.
I thought it would be a great hit of a little fucking marshmallow-looking space.
Matthew McConaughey's done this ad for Lincoln Motors where he talks about, you can't go back, you just have to look in the right place. It's all philosophical. So I took the audio of this ad.
I'm touching my leg.
I took the audio of this ad and I've dubbed it over all three Interstellar trailers separately, and they're all up on my YouTube channel now. Just go youtube.com/HBTwineEarth and it won't let me change the URL. My username on it is revolutionary, but it's HP Twi Nerd, HPWTWI, and yes, it is Harry Potter Twilight Nerd. But anyway, go on there, you can see all three of my Interstellar.
I heard that you had a crush on Bella. Is this true?
What do you mean? When I was younger and was a Twilight fan, I never found Kristen Stewart attractive.
Yeah, you did.
And then there was a period when, you know, around like Snow White and the Huntsman time, when I would have found her pretty attractive. Not anymore, she's just weird now. Strange person. But Kristen Stewart is in this new film called Camp X-Ray, and she's playing a guard at Guantanamo Bay, and she forms a bond with a prisoner there.
And she becomes a vampire, and Edward Cullen runs in.
No, she
in,
doesn't.
Like, what the fuck?
You know, Owen said this last week. I don't know if he said it on the podcast or not, but he said, and this doesn't make any sense. He says, well, since vampires don't have any blood,
they don't.
How does Edward Cullen get an erection? But vampires do have blood.
No, they don't.
They just have stale blood.
No, they don't.
Have you read the Twilight books?
No, but all vampires.
Yeah, and everyone knows that I'm talking about Twilight, and in Twilight the
vampires
rules are different.
Vampires can't produce their own blood.
But in Twilight they sparkle, so we all know it's not normal vampire stuff. So I think that they don't. I think they do have blood. No, I'll have to go back and check in my Twilight encyclopedia.
Think about it. When they rip off their heads, do you see?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Everywhere.
But do you?
No.
I mean, you don't in the first. Oh, here's me in front of my green screen. This is the test I did, making really stupid faces.
Where's the green screen?
It's in my spare room.
No, but I don't see the thing.
Oh, I didn't do anything with it yet. You see, there's my Loterio poster. You see my Loterio poster? I made it up myself.
You look so stupid, Luthien.
Look, it's got Taylor Swift and Fidel Castro.
Luthien, you look so stupid. Oh, look, tremendous.
And there's an independent poster up there, tremendous poster up there.
Luthien, why are you naked? Oh my god, he's stripping in the cat.
Luthien,
do not show me this.
Wow.
These are just tests I did so I could mess around with it in iMovie. Gotham is starting tonight in the United States.
Oh.
I think we should probably talk about this important event. Are you excited for Gotham, James? Are you going to watch it? James, are you going to watch Gotham?
No.
Do you know what Gotham is?
Yeah, it's the Batman thing.
Yeah. I think it's going to be shit, but I'm obviously going to watch it because it's a goddamn Batman show. I think it is going to be better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, it's going to be just exactly like
No, it's not, Agents. Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was crap because none of the superheroes are in it. It's all just these boring people and Agent Coulson, but Agent Coulson's not in it enough. And these boring ass people like fucking Breck Dalton. Anyway,
Wait. So
you know,
the guy in the first.
Spoiler alert,
episode.
Spoiler about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, Breck Dalton turned out to be a Hydra agent at the end of the season. Michael told me to watch the last episode because he said it was good. Michael was the only person who kept watching it. And I watched the last episode and it was fucking terrible, but he turned out to be from Hydra and Nick Fury turned up and they're all hiding underground because S.H.I.E.L.D. broke down. In the Winter Soldier, spoiler alert for the Winter Soldier.
Question.
Yes. This is a really high-res
if
image.
If there aren't any superheroes, how come in the first one there's that dude?
Yeah, but he's a boring superhero. He's not like Iron Man. I'm just saying that in Gotham, it has all the real... It has the Penguin, the Riddler, the Catwoman. They're all just...
Young,
like Catwoman is 16, which is weird. That's really weird. But anyway, so it is a more interesting show because I like Catwoman. The Penguin is great, and this whole series is going to be about the Penguin, and I'm very excited for that. Oswald Cobblepot, because the Penguin is one of my favorite Batman characters. Now here's something exciting. Here's the poster for Night at the Museum: Secret of the Tomb. How excited are you for that? And look, Robin Williams is on it, which is the funniest part. Oh,
how is that funny?
Because he's dead. I don't know. Look, there he is. He's hiding over the corner.
It's Robin. Funny because he's dead.
I know, it's horrible.
Wow.
R.I.P. Robin Williams. Look at him there.
Requiescat Captain Thatcher.
I already missed Robin Williams. Who the fuck's that? Oh, Christ, it's Rebel Wilson. She's back. Oh, no. I'd like to make a short speech about Rebel Wilson. I think I might have done this before. Rebel Wilson is potentially, in my opinion, the least talented person in this planet. The least talented professional comedian on the planet. Because she calls herself a professional comedian. And she is so deeply unfunny. I'll tell you something. Anyway, we're talking about the camping. Camping! We're a flat throwback to camping trip. Yay. Yes, we slept, and I don't think Kian might have slept for like 20 minutes. I cannot
physically... Why did they sleep outside the tent? Like,
well, I would have... When I think back on it now, I'm sad I didn't. Because it would have been fun. It would have been more fun than
you
sleeping
outside.
You
were so paranoid about sleeping on fucking rocks.
I know, but I think now it would have been a lot more fun to sleep outside.
It would have been really cold, though.
I fucking hate Rebel Wilson anyway. Let's look around this poster a bit more. We got Ricky Gervais, he's back again. Who's that? Oh, it's that guy. Wherever he is.
This
is a pretty interesting poster. There's a lot of stuff on it, actually. I haven't looked at it yet. But if he's there, then who's that?
That's a Chinese guy.
Oh, he's a samurai.
Yeah.
All right, well, Japanese. That's pretty cool. We got Robin Williams there. We got... Oh, he's back. Whatever his name is. Then we got Lancelot, played by Downton Abbey's Dan Stevens. Then we've got Coming Soon. We've got her again.
And we've got Coming Soon.
What's her name again? She has a long-ass name in the first movie. Like, I really, really liked the first Night at the Museum. Or I did when it came out. I loved it.
Zio.
The second one is terrible. And now, look. You know who that is? That's Ben Stiller.
Wait, what?
He played the caveman. Because he's such a talented actor, you see? So Ben Stiller played the caveman, so he's acting opposite himself. Get it? Isn't he really funny? Isn't Ben Stiller a funny guy? Oh, look. We got Owen Wilson and Steve Coogan as the cowboy and whatever the hell he is. Night at the Museum 3 is definitely going to be a disaster.
Stop it.
You're welcome. I'll tell you something. Oh, it's all wet. Director of Night Museum, Sean Levy. So Night Museum, I'll pause it. Oh, gross.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Disgusting. Anyway, so Sean Levy. So Night Museum 3 comes out in December, and Sean Levy, the director, has another film out this weekend in the US called This Is Where I Leave You, getting really terrible reviews. Oh yes, another thing. Gone Girl. It was the first screening last night. All the reviews coming out of Gone Girl, and it is getting very, very good reviews, which is great. But you know how long it is? You know how fucking long it is? It's 149 minutes, and I'm sick of going to see films.
Where is everyone? I just realized.
I know none of your friends are here. Well, there's a couple over there. But maybe they're at the plowing.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's tomorrow. That's usually we went on a Tuesday.
Is it tomorrow? Yeah?
We went on Tuesday because it was the day Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premiered.
Wait, is it not on today?
They might go today, but we went tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
We went on the. I don't think it starts until Tuesday, does it?
No.
It doesn't. It starts on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So.
Save me, please.
Molestation! Molestation is such a funny thing.
I know.
Lol. Okay, podcast. Where's Owen? I need Owen to be here to continue doing.